and friends. What a day we had at Hashtag The Ranch 2023. It was full of wonderfulness. It was obviously full of connection. It was full of spirit, and it was full of competition. Beside me this evening are two fabulous Lakeview co-hosts. Please state your name, how many summers you've been at camp, and where you hail from.
Hi, I'm Charlie S. This is my sixth summer at camp, and I'm from Cleveland, Ohio.
Hi, I'm Emery S. This is my fifth summer at camp, and I'm from Nashville, Tennessee.
Welcome to the pod. How's it going?
Good.
It's going great.
I'm so glad. Have you guys ever been on the Happy Camping and Love podcast?
No, first time.
This is my first time, too.
And how does it feel?
Exhilarating.
Like, I'm nervous, but also excited.
Okay, I'm super excited.
Those are all the right feelings. And how's it going down in Lakeview?
It's doing great. Today we had egg, and now everyone was just hanging out in our cabin.
Yeah, it's definitely really fun, and I get to see all the girls laughing and hanging out in the cabin, and that's my favorite thing to do with them.
That's nice. It's the thing in Lakeview. You like to hang.
Yeah, we all just sit in a circle and talk.
Yeah, I really enjoy it.
Good. Well, as you know, we had a wonderful egg marathon today. I'm going to kind of cut to all of the interviews from the day. But in addition to Egg Marathon, what else did we do today?
We had two activities, and what else? Wait.
Yeah, I went to really, really fun activities. So I went to fishing, and then lastly, I went to sailing. And there was this new instructor there that she was like the white grand, white chief, and advisor, and she was really interesting to talk to. And she was also a professional sailor, so we went out there and sailed with her, and she just gave us some great tips, and it was really fun.
And this morning, I also had fishing, so we were in the same class, and we went on a boat ride, and Sam G drove us. Ooh. Yeah, and we went under the bridge.
You did?
Yeah.
That's awesome. And true or false, you guys went tubing today?
Oh, yeah, true. We did. True.
How was that?
It was good.
It was great.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
We went during lunch.
Nice.
Yeah.
Just a quick shout out. At skiing today, Leah J dropped for 10 seconds. Amelia R crossed the wakes on two skis. Olivia R dropped for 10 seconds. And those were the main achievements.
There was a Chippy Bat announcement.
Who is the newest Chippy Bat?
Fiona B.
Well, that's exciting. Awesome. Yeah,
she's great. I've watched her ski and she's really good.
Very cool. Congrats to Fiona B. Love it. And then what was this evening?
This evening was Pirate Night and Lakeview won
the treasure chest.
We found it and we had to find 10 clues and then there was a huge treasure chest hanging on the flagpole.
Yeah.
And we found it had tons of chocolates in it. It was really delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
It was super fun. You like run around with your cabin and it's good bonding.
Yeah.
What color did you guys wear?
Neon.
Neon, yeah.
Neon, good. And where was the treasure hidden?
On top of the flagpole.
Yeah. And how'd you guys find it? From the clues or you just had a hunch?
Yeah. We just had a hunch.
Maya F found it. She spotted it, and it was just right after. It was like the first part of
like the
game,
30
and
seconds.
She spotted it right away. It was crazy.
Yeah,
impressive.
And then we found the clues.
Okay, cool. So in the end, you still did the whole scavenger hunt.
Yeah.
Yes.
And which cabin won Pirate Night? Was it you guys?
It was Trail Riders.
Yeah, they got the most points.
Yes.
Got the treasure.
All right. So a little Lakeview Trail Riders healthy competition.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good. All right. Well, we will see you after we listen to what everybody else has to say. But I'm very excited you guys are on here. So thanks. And I'll see you soon.
Bye.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye.
I am now joined by
Harlow R.
Hi, Harlow R. How are you?
Good.
You excited for your first ever egg marathon?
Yeah.
Yeah? What are you doing today for egg marathon?
I'm gonna be doing Northfield to arts and crafts.
Ooh, Northfield to arts and crafts run. You're going to run up that hill?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Good. How's your summer been so far?
Good.
Any highlights that you want to share?
I love the people here that are all the best, and yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet. All right, well, you've had an awesome first summer. Thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Bye. Welcome back. With me right now is...
Winnie K.
Haylen M.
Dylan B.
Welcome to the pod, girls. Are you excited for Egg Marathon?
Yeah.
What team are you guys on?
Tan.
White.
And what are you participating in for Egg Marathon?
Running.
I have 2 long distance runs.
Short distance run.
Ooh, and you're ready for them?
Yeah.
What letters?
EF, G to H, and then something else I just don't remember.
EF.
Very nice. Oh, EF.
Yeah, we're running against each other, me and Dylan.
That's so cute. Have you guys walked the path yet?
Yeah. No, we've run it.
Oh, okay, good.
And we walked.
But you walked it to test it out?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, and before I let you go, what has been the highlight of your summer so far, Winnie?
Just having fun at my activities.
Awesome. Very nice. You do look like you're always having fun. And next, Haylen, highlight of your summer?
I just love the way this camp is set up. Everything is so inclusive, and I love horseback riding.
Oh, well, we love you. Do you have a favorite horse?
Yes, Cisco.
Cisco. All right, and Dylan, highlight of the summer for you?
Horseback riding.
Horseback riding. Do you have a favorite horse? Who?
Buttermilk or Cisco.
Okay, so you both like Cisco.
Charlie.
Charlie for Winnie? The horse. All right, well, thank you guys for being on the pod. It's been lovely talking to you. I wish you luck on your runs. Have so much fun. And go Tans and go Whites.
Yeah.
Go Tan.
Go White.
Go White.
Bye, guys.
Bye, Jerry.
On this Egg Marathon journey, I have now run into...
Avery F. and Rosie H.
Hi, girls.
Hi.
Hi.
What team are you on today?
Tan.
And are you on that team for life?
Yes.
How do you feel about that?
Amazing.
Really good.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. And what are you doing for Egg Marathon?
We are taking down a tent.
Tent takedown.
Together?
Yeah.
Have you practiced?
Yeah.
Good. And are you pretty good at it?
Yeah.
We could be better.
All right. Well, maybe you'll be better right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope so.
I think we will.
Me too. Anything you guys want to say to the podcast world?
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
All right. Well, thanks for being here. Good luck.
Thank you for having us, Sari. Bye, Sari.
Bye.
Bye. After a very long and grueling run, I am now joined by...
Bailey F.
Welcome to the pod, Bailey F. How was your run?
Good.
Where did you come from?
Archery.
Oh, that is a long run. Was it fun?
Yeah.
All right, and what team are you on?
Tan.
Oh, Tan?
Yes.
All right, awesome. How has your day been?
Good.
And tell me, what is the highlight of your summer been?
I don't know. Just like being with my friends and having fun.
You feel like you've enjoyed this summer?
Yeah.
Can you believe it's coming to an end?
No, it went by so fast.
It did go by so fast. All right, well, thanks for being on. Congrats on the run.
Thank you.
And good luck.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, well, these two amazing egg tossers have big smiles on their faces. Please state your name.
Eva R.
Maya F.
From the cabin of?
Cactus.
And the team of?
White!
Oh, yeah. How was egg toss?
Amazing. It was so great.
Did you drop it ever?
We did not.
Wow. Yeah. Did you practice?
Yes. A little bit.
Your practice paid off?
Yeah.
All right, good. And can you tell me, girls, what has been the highlight of each of your summers?
Getting to know so many amazing people. Stepping out of my comfort zone and meeting people and getting to do all these amazing activities.
You don't really
get to do those at home.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I'm not home for the summer because it's so hot.
Yeah, where are you from?
Arizona.
And where are you from?
Texas.
Ooh, yeah, those are two pretty warm places at this time of year.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I'm happy you're both here. I'm happy Chippewa brought you together. Yeah. You think you'll keep in touch during the year?
Definitely.
Good. Maya, will you write Eva letters while she's at camp second session?
Of course.
Yep. Okay, good. Will you write her back, Eva?
Yes, obviously.
Yay. All right, anything else you want to say to the podcasting world?
Go White. Go White. Have a great day. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Here we are right now with first-year camper who goes by the name of?
Jordy K.
Hi, Jordy K. How's the summer going for you?
Good.
Good. And what team are you on?
White.
White. And what cabin do you live in?
Rafter X.
How is Rafter X?
Good.
Good. What has been the best part of camp for you so far?
Doing new activities.
Yeah, do you have a new favorite activity?
Sup.
Sup. That's a pretty fun one.
All right.
Oh, yeah. All right. And what are you doing for Egg Marathon?
I'm running.
You are? Where are you running from?
I'm running from the kayaking docks to the mess hall patio.
And have you practiced? Are you fast?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, good. Awesome. And Jordy, is there anything else you'd like to say to all of our podcast listeners tonight? She's shaking her head no. All right, Jordy. Well, thanks for being on here. Have fun and good luck. We're getting a wave goodbye. See ya.
Good job.
Oh, Jordy. As I sit at SUP watching the Egg Marathon suppers, I am joined by
Ruby F.
Welcome to the pod, Ruby F. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How has the summer been so far?
It's been fun.
Yeah? Yeah. You're enjoying?
Yeah.
How many summers have you been coming to camp?
This is my first summer.
First summer. Congratulations on almost completing a first summer.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What cabin are you in?
I'm in Wagon Ridge.
Wagon Ridge. And what team are you on?
I'm a tan.
You are a diehard tan?
Yeah.
You come from a long line of tans?
Yep.
Shout out to any of them?
Riley F. and Katie and Perry.
Yeah. Hopefully they're listening to this.
Yeah, hopefully.
And what are you doing for Egg Marathon?
I'm running.
You're running from where to where?
The mess hall patio to volleyball.
Very nice. Have you practiced?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Before we go, what has been the highlight of your summer so far?
Probably tan and white. Or Kathy's.
Oh, what Kathy's flavor do you like?
Brownie s'more.
Yum. I actually haven't tried that one.
It's really good.
Maybe I'll get it. All right, awesome. Well, thank you, Ruby, for being here and participating. I wish you luck in Egg Marathon.
Thank you.
And I'll see you later.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Now live from softball, I am joined by
Lexa T.
Hi, Lexa T. How's it going?
Good.
Good. Are you having fun at Egg Marathon?
Yeah.
Good. What are you participating in?
I was running from SUP to softball.
Oh, so you just got here?
Yeah.
How was the run?
Good.
It's kind of uphill.
Yeah.
Is it tiring?
No.
Okay. You're a competitive runner. You have good endurance. Or at least you have good endurance.
Yeah.
All right, good. And what team are you on?
Tan.
Tan. And what cabin do you live in?
Blackfoot.
And how many summers have you been coming to camp?
This is my first one.
And what do you think of it?
It's really fun.
It is really fun?
Yeah.
You're happy you came to Chippewa?
Yeah.
Well, we're happy you came to Chippewa.
Thanks.
What has been the best part of your summer?
I think tubing.
Tubing. I'm glad. Did you have a crazy wild tubing ride?
Yeah.
You did? Do you remember who was driving?
Kara.
Kara. She's wild. But it was fun?
Yeah.
And who did you go with?
Noah and Grace.
Fun. Awesome. All right. And anything else you want to say to the podcasting world tonight?
No.
No. All right. Well, thanks for joining me. See you later.
Bye.
Bye. After watching her cousin kill it at softball, I am joined by
Emily S.
Welcome, Emily S. How are you?
Good.
You've been on the pod before, so you're kind of a veteran.
Yeah.
Yeah. What team are you on?
White.
And have you done your activity yet?
Yeah.
What did you do?
Running.
From?
From SUP to softball.
Oh, we just talked to Alexa. She did the same?
Yeah.
How was it for you?
Good.
All the way up that hill?
Yeah, it was kind of easy.
Oh, that means you're just a good runner. I would not think that would be easy. And who do you think is going to win today?
I don't know.
You don't know? Who do you want to win?
The White.
Okay, just making sure. All right, good luck. Have fun. Anything else you want to say? All right. Bye, Emily.
Bye.
I'm now out at the stables, joined by
Hudson G.
Hi, Hudson G. How are you today?
Good.
Good. It's nice to have you here.
Thanks.
How's Egg Marathon going for you?
Fun.
What team are you on?
Tan.
Oh, wow. That's exciting. And what are you doing for Egg Marathon and the Tan team?
I'm running.
Where are you running from?
Stables to tennis courts.
Ooh, that's a good run. There's a path for it?
Yeah.
And have you practiced the run?
Yes.
Good. Do you feel comfortable with it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad. And how do you think these horseback riders are going to do?
Good.
Yeah, I agree. They're pretty solid. Mm-hmm. All right. And anything you want to say to the podcasting world?
No.
All right. Well, thanks for being on.
Yeah.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. I'm still at the stables, now joined by...
Amelia F.
Hi, Amelia F. How are you?
Good.
Good. What cabin are you from?
Lucky Bar.
And how many summers have you been coming to Chippewa Ranch Camp?
Two.
How do you like it here?
Amazing.
Good. It's fun to have you here. And what team are you on?
I am on the tan team.
Tan team. And what are you participating in for Egg Marathon?
I am a swimmer.
Ooh, that's a big deal. What stroke?
A flutter kick.
Flutter kick. Nice. You have strong legs?
Yes.
Good. And how do you think Egg Marathon is going so far?
Amazing. I'm trying to chase every single person around camp.
Okay. Good. And so you've seen most of the events?
Yes.
Cool. Great. And what has been the highlight of camp for you so far?
The tan and white games.
You love tan and white. Good. Do you have a favorite tan and white game?
Either counselor hunt or I don't know.
So maybe counselor hunt.
Probably.
Did you find anybody last night?
No. They were hid well.
Yeah, people did a really good job, but you still had fun.
Yeah.
Okay, good. And what else, anything else you want to tell the podcasting world tonight?
No.
All right. Well, thanks for being here at camp and thanks for being on the pod.
You're welcome.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm number one.
We are now in Hammock Village watching the tan team run towards the ninja course. Well, we're watching them run. And I'm joined by...
Dylan K. Lincoln Z. Malia S.
Welcome to the pod, girls. How are you?
Good.
Are you all enjoying your very first egg marathon?
Yes.
Yeah?
Of course we are.
And what teams are you on?
I'm on the tan team. Go tan! I'm on the white team.
I'm on the tan team.
Wow. So we got two tans and one white. Very cool. And girls, what cabin are each of you from?
I'm in Timberwalk.
Timberwalk.
Raptor.
Very nice. And how many summers have you been coming to Chippewa?
3 years.
This is my first one.
First year.
And you first years, what do you think of Chippewa so far?
It's amazing.
Amazing because I'm with Malia S.
Oh, isn't that nice? And what are you guys doing for the egg marathon? What is your activity?
I was supping.
Supping?
Running from tennis court to paddle court.
Oh, nice.
I'm running from basketball court to pickleball court.
Excellent. Oh, you two have kind of shorter runs, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you're happy about that?
Yes. Yep.
You get to hang on the hammocks?
I didn't want to.
Okay, so then this works out.
And we're eating apples.
And what has been, they are eating apples, you should know. What has been the best part of the summer for each of you so far?
Mine has been passing my skiing level early. Ooh. Usually I pass it at the end, but I pass it at the beginning. Yay.
Good job. What level did you pass?
Lifting.
Nice work. And how about you, Lincoln? What has been the best part of your summer?
Being the fastest in my group in kayaking.
Oh, that is pretty cool. Congratulations. And Malia, best part of your summer?
Riding a horse for the first time.
Cool. Me too.
What is the name of your favorite horse?
Smurf.
Oh, me. Billings.
Billings. Nice. We've got some pretty good horses out there, huh?
Yeah. My favorite horse is Pepper.
Wait, and Buttermilk. And Buttermilk.
Oh, Buttermilk. All right, good. And anything else you guys want to tell the podcasting world tonight?
I want to tell that if you've never been to Chippewa, you need to go there now. Because if you don't, you're going to miss out on lots and lots of things.
Oh, so you're happy
you could have gotten snacks from Lisa.
Yeah, that's a good part. Anything else you want to say, Malia?
I don't think so.
All right, Dylan?
I love Chippewa. We have water skiing and everything fun, so you should definitely go here if you're not here. And if you don't go here, go here.
Ah, I like it. All right, a couple more.
And I always take two from Lisa.
Two snacks. Yes, ma'am.
I love my mom.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Oh, yeah.
Shout out.
Shout out to my dogs, my cat, my brother sometimes, and my mom all the time.
Woo!
Dang, girly pop.
All right, see you guys soon.
Bye!
Bye!
Awesome. While waiting for pickleball, I am joined by
Tatum G
and
Leah J.
Welcome to the pod, girls.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good.
What cabin are you in, Tatum?
Rafter X.
And Leah?
C-Bar C.
And how many summers have you been coming to camp?
One.
This is my first.
Very nice. How do you guys like camp so far?
I love it.
Yeah, I love it too.
Okay, good. Can you believe it's almost over?
Yeah, it goes by so fast.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what team are you on, Tatum?
Tan team.
Leah?
White team.
And what are you doing for Egg Marathon, Tatum?
I'm racing.
From where to where?
Pickleball to swim area.
Ooh, that's a big run. You excited?
Yeah.
All right, good. And what are you doing, Leah?
I'm an egghead.
So what does that mean?
Every time an egg cracks, you have to go get a new one for your team.
Oh, wow. And so has that happened to you?
Yeah.
Was it fun?
Yeah.
And in order to be an egghead, what are the requirements? Yeah, I'm asking you to be unhumble.
You have to be fast?
Yeah, you got to be a fast runner. So you must be one of the fastest people on the white team.
Yeah.
Wow. Congratulations. That's Thanks. Very cool. And Tatum, what has been the best part of your summer so far?
Hanging out with my friends and being here.
Oh, that's very sweet. Leah, do you have a favorite part of the summer?
Being with my friends and water skiing.
Ooh, you've gotten pretty good at water skiing, huh?
Yeah.
What are you working on?
Dropping and going around the lake.
That is amazing. In 3 weeks, you're already working on that.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right, anything else either of you would like to say to the podcast listeners tonight?
No.
I'm having so much fun at camp.
Awesome. Thanks for being on here, guys. Bye.
Hi, Mom.
That's sweet.
Hi, Mother.
All right, talk to you guys later. Bye.
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 After a lovely end to Egg Marathon and a delicious barbecue dinner, I am now joined by four members of a very specific and wonderful cabin. Please state your name, your cabin, and how many summers you've been coming to CRC.
Hi, I'm Ava S. I'm in the cabin of C Bar C, and this is my fourth summer at Chippewa.
I'm Emmy M. This is my first summer at Chippewa, and I'm in the cabin of C Bar C.
Excellent work.
I am Alexis R. I'm in the cabin of C Bar C, and this is my fourth summer at camp.
I'm Emmy B. This is my fourth summer at camp, and I'm in the cabin of C Bar C.
Welcome, friends. Have you guys been on the podcast before?
No.
I think I have, once.
I think I was in, 2021.
I'm very excited.
Wow.
I think it was when I did the Everywhere We Go thing.
Oh, yeah. That was good. Back when you were Cheeseburger. Do you wish we still called you that?
No.
Okay. Fair enough. So, gals, how has your day been?
Good.
Really good.
Who's on the tan team?
Me.
Two of you. And who's on the white team?
Me.
Excellent work. And what did you guys do for Egg Marathon?
I cooked an egg.
That was a cool new activity.
Mm-hmm. I did the volleyball, volley.
Nice, rallies.
I did book balance.
And I also did book balance.
Ooh, very nice. And are you guys good book balancers?
Well, this was my first time, but I think I did good. I didn't drop the book, so.
Nice.
I do it every year. I was I did good.
Good posture. So maybe that helps. All right, girls, can you believe we are nearing the end of first session?
No. It went by so fast.
It feels like we just got here.
Yeah,
I'm really
upset.
I can't believe we're leaving in 2 days.
It is unbelievable. But as you look back on the summer, what has been the highlight so far?
Definitely water skiing and being in the cabin with all my friends.
Uh-huh. Probably just the cabin bonding, everything we've done. And, so many, and a lot of, the activities we did and just bonding with new people and old people.
Cool. Nice.
I really like picnic.
Oh, you like picnic lunches?
Because you can make sandwiches and I love sandwiches.
What do you put on your sandwich?
I like the specific bread because it kind of reminds me of home.
Oh.
And I just put, the basics. Yeah, but I also like the afternoon activities, and my cabin is nice. I like falling asleep early. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I liked getting into the Gold Club and archery, and then also just like hanging out in my cabin and like the late night talks we have.
Aww. Our late night talks are so fun.
Yeah.
You're gonna miss those.
Yeah, well, they'll miss you. I mean, those talks and the people, I guess, who are still here. Congrats on the Gold Club, by the way.
Yes, thank you.
Is there anything else you guys would like to share with the podcasting world tonight?
Love you, Mom and Dad.
Love you, Mom and Dad.
I miss you, Mom. See you soon.
Hi, Mom and Dad. See you soon. See you in a day.
See you later, alligators.
Thanks, guys.
Peace out, homies.
Peace out, Bershakers.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
And we are back. It's been a good day. We're having fun. You might hear out there, there's some happy birthday Sloaning going on the loudspeaker. But inside this office, I am joined by...
Gemma F.
LCG.
CDG.
Welcome to the pod, girls.
Yeah.
Yeah, how's it going?
Good.
Good. Do you guys listen to any podcasts at home?
Nope.
No. So, girls, what cabin are each of you in?
Silver Springs.
A-Frame.
Silver Springs.
And how many summers have you been coming to Chippewa Ranch Camp?
About two.
One.
For you two, what do you think of your first summer at camp?
It's been good, mostly.
Okay.
I think it's been really eye-opening.
Ooh, I like that. That's a unique perspective. Would you like to expand on that?
Just like that it changes your perspective in so many ways, and you learn so many things.
That's awesome. Good. That camp is definitely meant to be a learning and growing experience. So I'm glad to hear that. And did you guys have fun today at Egg Marathon?
Yeah.
Mostly, except I was freezing cold.
Why were you freezing cold?
Because I was on the beach for like 2 hours.
Waiting?
And the water was freezing cold.
It was colder than normal?
Actually, the water was warmer than normal, but I was so cold after I got out.
The air was pretty cold.
It was, like, kind of boring while waiting, but, like, when the actual, like, thing, like, when the activity started, it was really fun.
I got to make a huge, mountain out of sand, then I stepped on it.
Oh, that is
fun. I thought it was kind of, like, it made me nervous waiting in the anticipation. Oh.
Yes, I can understand that. LC, you were at basketball, right?
Yes.
I saw you make 2 baskets at least.
Yes.
Did you make more?
I think it was 2.
2. Oh, I saw both of them.
Thank you.
Nice work. Maybe that means you'll one day be on the HPHS basketball team.
Yes.
That would be fun. I could be your coach.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right, girls, I have a very important question for you. What has been the highlight of your summer?
Really liked coming here and meeting new people. It was a very great experience for me.
Good. I'm glad.
My highlight has been the independence and time to kind of, like, grow individually.
Cool. That is awesome. Yeah, you've learned a lot of new skills, or at least gained a lot of expertise in some cool areas, right?
For sure.
Like you're killing it at water skiing?
I guess I am.
I would say so. And what else? There is another activity where I'm like, oh, Gold Club.
Yeah, archery.
Nice. That's very, very cool. All right, and Sadie, what about you?
Probably the people and the activities, and also getting to find my bunkmate Chu every day.
It's who really is your fun. Bunkmate?
Shiloh.
Oh, she loses her shoes each day.
I also
and she usually has one, and she's like, "Well, could you help me find it? I find it within like 3 seconds every day."
You have a new skill also, shoe finding.
There's also something else. I really like how Sadie's bunkmate always finds my super goop when I lose it.
So in your cabin, people are really good at helping people find things.
Yeah.
Apparently. Good teamwork. All right, is there anything else you would like to share with our podcast listeners tonight?
I love it here.
Same.
Same. Yep.
And anything else, Sadie?
The food's usually pretty good.
I'll take it. Do you have a favorite meal?
Maybe the potatoes that we had yesterday for lunch.
Yeah.
The potatoes.
Those were popular. All right, Elsie, any final words?
Coming to camp, I thought that it would be so much, like, bigger, like, not knowing every single person, but you really do get to know people, and it just makes it such a good connection, so I really appreciate that.
That's awesome. Word of the summer, connection.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Love it. Well, thank you guys for connecting and for taking the time to be here. I hope you have an amazing pirate night.
Thank you.
Good luck. Have fun.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Just before pirate night begins, I have two more awesome guests. Please state your name.
Zoe F.
And?
Paige E.
Hello, girls. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Good. You're welcome. What cabin do you reside in?
Circle C.
Nice. How's it in Circle C?
Good.
In your opinions, which is the best tri cabin to be in?
Wagon Ridge.
Why?
Because no one's coming through to the bathroom.
Fair. So you agree. It's funny, some people want Lucky Bar because it's closest to the bathroom. Some people want Wagon Ridge for the reason that you stated. I've always thought that Circle C is the perfect happy medium, though I was never in it as a camper or a counselor. Where are you guys from?
LA.
Chicago.
Nice. And how many summers have you been coming to Chippewa?
This is my first.
Same.
And what do you think of your first summer at Chippewa?
I like it.
You like it?
It's been good.
Good. You're happy with it? Mm-hmm. And what has been the highlight of the summer?
For me, water skiing.
Yeah?
Yeah. All the evening activities, making new friends.
Oh, that's awesome. And what's going on for you at water skiing?
Just fun getting to be in the lake and standing up.
Cool. So you got up? Wow, congratulations. And Paige, has there been a favorite evening program?
Yeah, capture the flag.
Ooh. Were you mostly on offense or defense?
Defense.
Defense. Did you pull some flags?
No.
No, but you still had fun?
Yeah.
And are you on the tan team or the white team?
Tan.
Nice. And you guys won? True or false? All right, way to go. All right, is there anything else that you would like to say to the podcasting world tonight?
Happy Pirates Night.
Happy Pirates Night.
Yeah.
I hope you guys win, or at the very least, have an amazing time.
Thanks.
You're welcome. I'll see you both later. Bye.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. And we are back with our two co-hosts, Charlie and Emery. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Thanks for still being here.
Of course.
A couple questions for you. Question A. What team are you guys on, tan or white?
I'm Charlie and I'm a white.
I'm Emery and I'm a tan.
Ooh, so we've got a tan and we've got a white representation from both teams. And what did you guys do for Egg Marathon today?
So today I did bago or cornhole, and technically you just throw a bag into a hole.
Yeah. And how did it go?
It went really well. I had three try. I had to get two in a row, and I got three tries for them, and I hit it my third try. Nice. So I didn't waste any time, and it was really fun.
Good work.
Yeah.
It's not easy, actually.
Yeah, it was pretty nerve-wracking, but it was really fun.
Way to go. And Charlie?
I had kayaking, and me and Sydney L. do kayaking for Egg every year. So it's like our tradition.
Aww.
Yeah.
Do you think you get better every year?
I don't know, because this year I didn't take kayaking as an activity, but I think I stayed the same from last year.
Okay. Well, good work. Excellent. And who won Egg Marathon?
The Tan!
Fire was excellent.
Yeah,
right? It really was fast. Amazing. Yeah.
Any commentary you'd like to share about Egg Marathon in general, the ending, the any bit of it?
I think it's just really cool to see, like, all the camp come together and do different activities to, like, get to the egg drop.
Yeah, I think my favorite part about that, the entire game, is that the whites can be super ahead for half of it, and the tans can come back, and it's, you never really lose hope, and it's just, like, such a fun thing to watch, and I really enjoyed watching the final ending.
Yeah.
It's always anybody's game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I like most about it.
Agreed. Cool. All right, now I have a non-today related question, though the answer might be today. But what has been the highlight of each of your summers?
For me, I think it's planning fourth, just because since I was, like, a little camper, I've always looked up to this. And just, like, the day of was so exciting that, like, all our hard work came together. And I've always wanted to ski on fourth, and I got to. So that was really exciting for me. And just, like, our cabin definitely bonded and came together on that day. And, like, I loved seeing and being with everyone.
That's very nice. Our listeners have heard me say this multiple times, but you guys put on an amazing day. And it was very impressive to watch how you guys worked together and planned and were organized and still seemingly had fun and enjoyed.
Yeah.
So that was awesome to see. And your water skiing was excellent.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
So good.
Thanks.
All right, Emery, highlight from you.
Mine would probably be, it was a week ago. It was the windiest day I've ever experienced at camp, and I'm on sail team with my friends, and we went out and we sailed out almost past the cove, and it was the farthest I've sailed out, windiest it's been, the fastest I've gone. It was so fun, best experience at camp by far, and so I thought that was really, really amazing.
Wow, I love that. Follow up question, did you guys get back okay?
So we started drifting. The wind kind of switched ways, the instructor told us. So we started drifting and we had to get towed in.
But okay. It was still fun.
It was really fun getting out there.
Cool. That is a good memory, one that I'm sure will last a very long time.
It will.
Good. Well, seeing as this is your, I hate to say it, but second to last night of camp as a camper, I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I do want to take a moment to thank both of you. You have been outstanding members of Lakeview and of this camp community, and you have led by example in many ways. We're sad to see you go for second session, but just know that you have left your mark as campers in a good way.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Anything else you want to say to our podcast listeners? I'm not sure if you know, we have tens of thousands of people that listen to each episode. So, pressure's on.
Come to camp because it's the best place in the entire world, and you get to escape everything that is so horrible in life and come to this place that makes me the happiest ever.
And, like, what Emery said, but also, like, doesn't matter what age you are, like, everyone's so welcoming, and you just feel like you're a family here.
That is sweet. I agree with both of you. Thanks, guys. Have a good night. Appreciate you coming out and being the co-hosts. That's all I got. You got anything else?
No.
All right. Well, then.
Happy camping and love!
Thank you.
Yes.
Awesome. We did it.